Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There would be those who would wonder, even after you ponder the reality of the messages, even when you have accepted the fact that the human being can cross the veil and speak to a consciousness in an ordinary way, even then, you are filled with questions. As a participant in something like this, dear one, I am so aware of the difficulties that you face as you sit in the chair. And there are some that are common to all. And the first is belief. For you live in a three-dimensional world. No matter what this is to you, no matter what you do in that which is metaphysical, no matter what, you always return to 3D. For you have to stand when it's over and leave and eat and sleep and work. Raise your children and your grandchildren. Deal with the finances. Work with the others who have no idea what you believe. I know that. All of this that you participate in these days, no matter what the shell is that you build around you, which is beautiful and colorful and vibrating in a way that you love, that brings you closer to your divinity, there still in your mind is a place where you have to come back to what you think is real. And so I'm going to make a suggestion to you. How many of those on the stage have you heard these days ask who you were? Or say the word mastery? Or ask you to question why you're here? You have had examples. And I turn yet again to the masters who walked this planet, some which were popular and some which were not, but all sent here in their time for their culture to be an example of what a human being is like when their DNA is activated at 100%. And if you take a look at them, you're going to see something interesting. They walked around like you did. They went from place to place like you did. They had to handle those who didn't believe like you do. And let me ask you this. Pick your favorite one. Perhaps it's current, like Paramahansa Yogananda. Less current, perhaps, like the Christ or the Buddha or Muhammad or ancient, even like Abraham. And if you were to picture their lives and walk in their shoes for a moment, would you see them draw the line of demarcation of divinity? Would you say, perhaps, that they go to the meeting and do the miracles, and then they leave and they turn it off and become 3D and ordinary and walk to the next miracle place? No. And those that were around them got to see what they did. They had to eat like you do. They had to sleep like you do. They had times when they were weary like you do. They even had times when they doubted themselves like you do. But in all of them, there was the face of God when you looked in their eyes. Some say that when they left an area, you could still feel them there, even though they were gone. And that would be the teaching we've given of how the crystalline grid works, which absorbs energy where it stays. And you are the same. And what is that message which they brought from those lives they lived? What is the commonality? And so we say it is this, that they melded so completely with the God in themselves that they never turned it off. They learned how to balance, and you've heard that yet today. They learned how to take that which is divine and work it into that which is three-dimensional. And to move forward in a way where everything they looked at was with a divine eye. And it worked. And so you might say that what they had in common was the teaching of how to do it. Their lives were an example. Not what they taught necessarily, or what they wrote, or what was written about them, or for them, or with them, but it was the action of the human being on the planet moving from place to place that was observed as being miraculous and remarkable. And so the gauntlet is thrown, is it not? Dear human being, whatever you're here for, is it learning, is it healing, is it just to take a look? I will tell you this, that the premier lesson that we wish you to take away from these meetings would be to meld the divine, which is part of you and always was, into that which is what you have called survival and three dimensions. It is time for this shift. It is what the masters showed you. It is what the scientists are telling you. It is what the channelers are doing. My partner sits in the chair, and he made an agreement with me, which I honor, that the kind of channeling that we would do would not be a takeover. That he would be present all of the time, listening all of the time, stepping aside to my left all the time. And so that he could remember exactly what was said and what was felt. That he could recall it and write it down in case the machines did not work to record it. And I granted him that. Never did he understand or realize that his request would lead him quickly to a meld. 4 years ago, I asked him if he was ready to go to the next step. And he was shocked, for he thought he had arrived at all of the steps. Does anyone relate to that? And I informed him that the next step would be the meld, so complete that when the channeling was over and he got up, there would come a day when he could not tell when Kryon stopped and he started. And then I told him why I wanted him to do this as an example of what every single human being is capable of, and with reason and logic and intellect can do. There are parts of your brain that will object to the melt, for it requires even greater faith and unquestioned countenance on what is next and how to operate. Becoming peaceful and saying it is well with my soul, even when you cannot pay the bills. And that is the test, is it not? It is becoming so peaceful with your countenance that someone can stand in front of you and yell and call you names and be displeased with you, and maybe even rightfully so. And instead of you having some button pressed where you're coming back with an excuse or with anger or all of the bells going off of survival, instead they're all dropped and you look at them. And the first thing you wonder is, are they right? And the next thing is the discernment that perhaps they're having a bad day. And then the third thing, with love, to give them energy so that they will relax, be peaceful. Can you do that? It is an entire different way of thinking. It is what the masters did. It's a meld. It's not a meld with cryon. It is a meld with something you have described as the higher self. You might say there is a cryon in each one of you, an entity, if you want to say, that is removed from your countenance by vibrational shift and dimensionality, with you all the time. Has your name, your sacred name. It is the same one that has been with you every single life. Are you aware of that? Did you know that if you could get in touch with the higher self in a better way, you would then have an expanded Akashic knowledge? You would start remembering the things that you had learned the last time. Does it make sense to you that a spiritual human being would arrive on the planet and have everything they'd ever learned in every lifetime wiped clean so they have to start over? That is not the way it works. And that is the truth. And so, dear one, as you sit there today, I invite you to meld with the higher self. And what you will accomplish is not just a personality shift and not just a dimensional shift, but suddenly you will start to glean the wisdom that you learned the last time you were here and the time before that and the time before that. It will start to occur to you, and you will be wiser than you think you ever could be. These are the processes afoot today that were not here 20 years ago. For these are the things that you have earned by your efforts to change the planet's consciousness and the potentials that we have always seen. That is the message for this moment. Be softer. React differently. See all things as God sees them first. And finally, I say this is a learning curve. It is not a miracle and an instant access. It is something you work on for years. This would be a good day to start. I am Cryon, in love with humanity, and some of you know this is real. You can see the colors. You can feel the energy in the third language is active. You know the room is different when I speak. You can feel the thickness of something that is next to you, that knows you, that wants to walk out the door with you. And even the doubters, with their intellect raging right now, are starting to ask the question, what if this were real? Why don't you ask your higher self. And so it is.